Calculating Quantum Computing's Future in Fortune by Robert Hackett. In 1982, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman conceived of an ultra-powerful calculator that relies on microscopic particles to operate. He called his idea a quantum computer, referring to the laws that govern nature at a subatomic level. Today, some of the technology industry's biggest companies, such as IBM, Google, Intel, Microsoft, and China's Alibaba, have latched on to the idea. They, along with upstarts like California-based Rigetti, are in a race to build these cutting-edge machines, which promise to revolutionize industries, including energy, health, and finance, by letting them crunch data faster than ever before. J.P. Morgan Chase and Daimler have already started testing the technology, hoping that it will eventually give them a leg up over rivals. Governments understand the geopolitical implications too. China is building a $10 billion national lab for quantum computing, raising concerns in the West about potentially falling behind. Just before the recent U.S. government shutdown, Republicans and Democrats set aside their differences to earmark more than $1 billion to create a unified national quantum strategy. Nothing stokes cooperation quite like fear. "This feels like my generation's space race," said Jim Clark, Intel's director of quantum hardware. The most popular approach to quantum computing uses superconducting electronic circuits, piggybacking on the foundations of the semiconductor industry, whereas ordinary computers encode information as silicon-inscribed bits, either zeros or ones. Quantum computers use quantum bits, or qubits. These particles, weirdly, inhabit multiple states at once. To keep them in flux, they must be kept isolated and cold, very, very cold. "What you're looking at is the world's most expensive refrigerator," said Bob Suter, head of quantum strategy at IBM, while gesturing at a 20-qubit quantum computer that company unveiled in January. Despite its small size, Rigetti, founded by a physicist who previously built quantum computers at IBM, believes it can challenge the titans. The company sells a quantum computing cloud service to researchers who are racing to be the first to achieve quantum advantage when a quantum computer outperforms a traditional one. Scientists expect a modest demonstration of superiority in the next couple of years, though they predict it will take up to 10 years before the technology can handle any meaningful tasks. "People keep asking whether we can build working quantum computers and do it repeatedly at scale," says Rigetti Vice President Betsy Maseo. "Today, in the market, we have definitely answered yes. We can build them, they work, and we can do it in a repeatable fashion at production level. The reality is here. The race is on."